after my boxing career was over.
It actually wasn't.
Keep holding. Don't give up.
My name is Pete the Punisher Chavez. I'm a native of Phoenix, Arizona. I first started boxing when I was 13, going on 14. And the reason I started boxing, I used to get in a lot of trouble. I was not a bad kid, quiet, shy, but bad area. I mean, everything is there, drugs, prostitution, I mean, you name it. I remember one day we were playing football with some of the guys from the neighborhood. One guy, a big guy, kept on basically bullying me, picking on me during the whole game, so we ended up getting a fight. And I got the best of him, and when they pulled me off him, one of the guys gave me his card. And, you know, he told me I should be boxing, I have good hands. And I think the thing that made me want to do boxing and to stay with boxing was that it was a huge challenge, because I never was really pushed in my life or never had anything, you know, to motivate me. And that's what I love so much about boxing, because you see what you're made of, you see what you can accomplish. I always wanted to be a pro fighter, and my goals, you know, obviously were to become a champion, but I never got the opportunity because I'm a single dad. And then when I was trying to turn pro, I had my babies. It's a difficult story. My ex was actually raped, and that's later on when she left. So it was just me raising my babies and then working nights, 6 days. I would make myself sick because very little sleep. And I'm like, I can't do this. You know, I'm putting myself at risk, you know, my kids. So I gave it up so I could concentrate on my kids and focus on being a dad. In the New Times, I remember it was in the New Times, and there was an article in there about a tough man contest. And then my son, like, look at dad, you should do this. It says, like, you know, boxing, if you haven't fought for like 5 years. I'm like, nah, I'm 39 years old. I don't need to be fighting these guys. And it's like, yeah, but look at it. And there's a belt, and there's a, you know, a $2,000 purse for the winner and all that. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, well, shoot, why not? I'm in great shape. You know, I did it. I won. It's in your blood, you know. It's like, once you're a fighter, you're always a fighter. After the tough man contest, after I fought in a couple of those fights, you know, I fell back in love with boxing. And then I tried to become a personal trainer, and I would use the boxing for that. And I sublease, like, part of the church. You know, we got a lot of kids in the neighborhood, so it was great for the kids. I think boxing, it really draws and attracts our kids. Not only because, like, some will come in and they want to fight, and they think, you know, like, I'm a tough guy, I'm this and that. So when they do it, they get humbled, because then they see, you know, they'll be sparring with somebody like way smaller than them, and they end up getting their butts kicked, and they think they're tough guys, and they're like, wow. So, like, some will leave, but the majority of them, you know, they stick it out and they do it. And then it's just like me when I was young. Not only did I love that challenge, but the gym was my home, and that's what we do with the kids here. We make it, you know, a good, positive, safe environment. Even their parents, you know, they become like family. It's amazing to see all these changes. We've seen so many kids come out of their shells, you know, get confidence and stuff. And then we encourage them, because I tell them that all the time. See what you're made of, come on. And when we work out, it's more than just the physical part. It's a mental part, and that's what I preach to them over and over again.
Your body gives up, then what? Exactly.
I had a lot of problems with gangs, starting back from my old gym when I was at the church. I started getting threatening phone calls, block numbers, and all this garbage. Tough guys threatening me with block numbers. I wouldn't get cocky, but I would just tell them, I'm not leaving. You know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. You're not going to stop me. Out of nowhere, they came one night and they tagged the gym. They did like $2,000 worth of damage. I even ended up finding them later on, you know, because I was looking for them. I was just so angry, and I confronted them, you know, fight. Luckily, you know, they didn't have, like, gun or knife. I did get hit, like, in the back of the head. But the amazing thing about it is, like, with all the news people coming, reporting, the community came together. A lot of the boxing community came together. They donated, you know, like, speed bags, ropes. We had a car wash, you know, just something quick that we could do. We just moved to a new location, and it was scary, you know, because our deposit was huge, and I definitely don't have a lot of money. So it was scary, you know, basically to put my life savings into it, but we're leasing here. But that's my goal. My goal is to buy a gym in the future. I always look back at my own life, and I'm like, you know, when I see these kids, I see myself, and I'm like, I don't want them going through that. I don't want them, like, ever, you know, like, feeling like they're not loved, or they don't have a dad, or there's no hope. Right there, hope. I guess that's the biggest thing. You got to give them hope.